And as we take a little break here on Tell Me Your Story, I'm Richard Dugan, your host, along with Beth McDonald, our AAA assignment editor, AAA editor, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the universe and in the stars and the planets. So we have some interesting events coming up. As a matter of fact, this week began not only Ramadan for those observing that, but also Mercury in retrograde. As we observe, it is the opportunity for each one of us to begin to take an assessment of where we are and what we are doing and how we are doing it. Beth, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for having me.
And we've got moon situations happening and, of course, a lot of conversation over this whole business with economics and that is an interesting thing. Maybe we'll kind of start there in addition to what I've already mentioned, that the dollar, of course, economics has been in the news for for years, the last 3, 4, 5 years, but even more so in this country in just in the last few weeks in supposedly reaching this critical mass stage. And here we are on this Saturday talking about this. Is that a key factor, the monetary element in all of this that's happening?
Well, what's been interesting, yes, the short answer is yes. You know, there has been an ongoing transit for the last maybe 18 months, where three of the big outer planets that are planets of transformation and change, Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto, have been aspecting each other in a hard way, hard angles. And that is pressure. And two of those planets, Saturn and Pluto, rule aspects of business, wealth, and money, and politics and power, and then Uranus rules change. So the math of it is we are all having to change the way we look at and work with and manage our money, both as individuals and as groups of people. And then we are, forced to do that due to external circumstances, sudden surprises and changes and things we didn't realize or didn't realize were so serious. So there's just an extraordinary amount of pressure on that right now.
Now we have Lunar Llamas coming up on the 13th, which is not Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually
thank you
for
thank
what that's
you
worth.
Very much.
It's a Saturday, but nonetheless, tell us again because you mentioned it the last time you were on about Lunar Llamas.
Well, Llamas is the European pagan harvest festival. Now, it's there's two ways of calculating it. By one calculation, by the regular calendar, it starts on it was August 2nd. And if you're in Ireland or if you're listening to European radio, they're going on and on. It's one of their big long weekend special holidays. It has deep roots. And basically, you're celebrating the beginning of the harvest season and the beginning of coming together as a community to prepare for the winter. And by the lunar calendar this year, it's the full moon on August 13th. And, it doesn't matter to me when you celebrate it, as long as you've got it in the back of your head that, oh, this is the, one of nature's big signs.
Mm-hmm.
To align. It's an opportunity to kind of align more with the natural world.
And it's something that we're all looking at. And one of the things that strikes me as I take a look at world events, local events, national and so forth, is how easily we as sometimes collectively just kind of go along instead of taking a stand and saying, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. I can't go that way this time. I'm sorry.
Right, and that's where your verbal skills come into play, and that's where Mercury retrograde can be a very interesting time. Mercury is retrograde for most of August, and it's fascinating to me when Mercury goes retrograde at Llamas, because at the very time when we're supposed to be coming together, a lot of times those conversations are harder to have.
Mm-hmm.
The epiphanies are awesome. There are always epiphanies during the Mercury retrograde, but then communicating those to others has to be done with great delicacy.
Now, before we wrap up, I just want to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
Sort of in that regard, as someone who does not believe in And I'm working on it, like we all are, the attitude of lack, you know, and pushing that aside. Tell me, give me a little explanation on the difference between the attitude of lack and cutting away the waste or the unnecessary.
You know, different people think differently, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand. You know, part of what we're always doing is assessing what's relevant and what's not. Like, if you think about it in the metaphor of cleaning out your attic, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you put stuff up there that are keepsakes or just that you don't have room for, and periodically you have to go in there and sort it out. And as you know, pull things out that aren't so relevant and maybe pass them on to a charity or something else, you make room for something good.
Mm.
And so I tend to look at it as you always have the beginner's mind, you always have the seeker's mind, the lifelong learner, and you're always keeping that life force moving. Your things are moving through you. You know that
yeah.
concept of wearing your life like a loose garment.
Yeah.
You know you're passing on. You're not hoarding.
Yeah.
You're not hanging on.
The flow. Exactly.
You know you're not just being in the flow. You are the flow, and things flow through to and then past you.
Right.
You know,
and people can flow to your website, Beth McDonald Consulting.
Well done.
BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, and we'll have you back in August again to talk more about all of these different events, see where we are as far as the retrograde period is and how we're doing in terms of doing a self-evaluation and observation. And that's really a key right now is doing just that. So people can go to your website and
963-0842. 963-0842.
I don't know what the other one is. 963. That's 963-0842. And
awesome.
Beth, we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan, and this is Tell Me Your Story.